Well, are we rejoicing today what God has done in Hot Springs, Arkansas? Amen. Are we celebrating today what the Lord has done? Has God not done great things? Amen. And we're here to praise Him. You can be seated. I'm telling you, my thoughts and mind is going so many different directions today. I just hope I can get it channeled here after a while. And tell you what the Lord has laid upon my heart today. Amen. What a great God we serve. It's wonderful to be here and be here with all these ministers. God bless every one of them. Looking forward to my son tonight. He's going to be here to preach the word of the Lord. And then Brother Booker. My, what a preacher. Brother Booker, we love and respect you deeply. And then to see all of you saints here today, and then to see some more saints here today. Y'all got saints, and then you got real saints here. Well, something like that. No, our heart is so full today. You're going to have to help me through this one today. God to help us. Think of the goodness and the greatness of God. My cup's overflowing. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Think of all the things that's happened to bring us here today. Where's Sister Celie at? Where you at, Sister Celie? You here? I've been looking for you the whole service, Brother Celie. Amen. I guess it's somewhat started there. I didn't know. She kept praying. How many years did you come to Little Rock? 20? Just look. That wasn't very long. I thought I had a real story there for a minute. 20 years she made that drive from down here to North Little Rock, and because of buying gas, she stayed over. And then I didn't realize that she had her children, brought them to the house of the Lord, and they stayed and slept on the pews between the services. And then they... Thank you, Jesus. Occasionally they'd go to Sam's, and you know where they have those, where you get to taste the food? That's what they'd have for Sunday dinner. Go around and taste and tell the children don't go back twice. Amen. I'm going to tell you, people that are so casual about God, take God for granted, that's what you're going to face in judgment. And then you know, I was trying to build a church in North Little Rock, and every once in a while she'd say something about Hot Springs. I said, look, we ain't got everybody saved here yet. Just come on and keep helping us. But then I think about my mother and the burden she had for this. To look to see what the Lord has done. God saw this way back then. I wonder what He sees for the future. Hey, it's not over in Hot Springs. Oh, yes, God. Yes, God. Tell one little story about Mother. She taught us to pray. if you're not teaching your children to pray and praying in front of them, you're cheating them. The greatest thing you can give them to hear people praying around them. They were, of course, pastoring at Second and Buckeye, but for mother and dad both, it never stopped their vision for souls and foreign fields and home mission. And certainly didn't stop mother's. And she goes to daddy and mother. They decide, I guess they're trying to get away from all us kids. And they drove over here somewhere and rented a room and going to take a little time of rest. And mother got over here and got to praying in that room. And she said, you got to drive me back. She said, you got to carry me back to Jacksonville. She said, they're having a tent revival out there, and I got to go. Well, the tent revival they were having, it was kind of like a different club. And daddy told her, said, you think you're going to get to preach over there? Said, I can tell you right now, they're not going to ask you to preach. She said, I'm not thinking about preaching, just I'm going to go over there and just sit under that tent. But so he drove her back, and he stayed at the house, and she went to the tent and sat on the back seat in a little gospel tent. They had church. When service was over, the pastor came to her and said, our evangelist is leaving. Said, what about you preaching tomorrow night? She got back home. Daddy said, well, how did it go? She said, well, I start revival tomorrow night. What an amazing God. And you know, that was her burden over here. And it looked like Hot Springs would never take off. The only reason it didn't take off, it didn't have the right man. Amen. You got to have a leader. Amen. God called to watch it take off. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'll tell you where all that started. One good thing about living a long time, you have a lot of stories. I used to hear my mother tell all these stories, and I thought, where on earth did you come up with all that? Well, just live long enough and keep praying, and you'll have miraculous stories. And there was a church, wasn't all that big, back home. We was having everybody to move over in the center section on Wednesday night. And there was a little car drove up one Sunday morning. It was about the size, to help you understand the size of it, about the size of a Volkswagen, literally. And a little woman got out of it, and she come walking in that church, number 152nd place, three buildings back. And I found out who it was, Juanita Moats. And she had that determination to go to church and bring six children in a Volkswagen. And sometimes, I guess she had so many, once in a while she'd leave one at church. Somebody bring up five boys, and finally they got a winner. Had a girl. I asked him, was she going to be here today? And she's had a lot of health problems, and her husband's had health problems. And thank God for genuine people. And then I watched God fill them with the Holy Ghost. I never realized that three of those boys would become pastors and preachers today, doing a tremendous work for God. Amen. Isn't the Lord amazing? Yes. Amen. So thank God for Sister Motes and her husband, Brother Motes, John Motes. He had had some situations in his life. He'd kind of lost faith in preachers and churches, but finally he showed up and he started coming. He'd sit back here on about this left side, about three or four pews from the back. He'd sit there, stand up with his arms folded just like that. Just see if you can get me. Amen. I want to tell you, this Holy Ghost to get you. Before it was over, he was starting the service. I tell you, they had one of the smartest, greatest dads anybody could have. Amen. He was starting the service, helping every way in the world, in the blessings of God. And here we are today. Amen. God put his hand on Brother Joel Motes. Saw it on him, and then God just, he knows how to unfold the rose. Don't you try to unfold it. You'll mess it up. You got to let God do things. Man, it just was beautiful how the Lord done it and unfolded this rose, and to see God move in such a mighty way. Now, here's the third building. Amen. So we're rejoicing today. Well, I got to get started where I can get through. Amen. But this is a day of celebration. Y'all forgive me for reminiscing a little bit, talking to you. The goodness of God, the greatness of God, the faithfulness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for his faithfulness. I think we ought to stand together right now. Amen. Lift up our voices in thanksgiving for what God has done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, I feel a blessed man today. Amen. Thank God. I've seen how God has worked and moved, and how God has raised up men. I never imagined it would be like this. See such great men, great sons in the gospel, and grandsons in the gospel. It's amazing. Whatever you do, stick with God. Whatever you do, don't you ever let up praying. Amen. God is faithful. Y'all forgive me. I guess I ought to be laughing and shouting instead of crying, but I can't help myself. This is a great party of celebration. Amen. Drive down 70 and look up here. Isn't it 70? Yeah, this. Look up and see this beautiful church. And it's just wonderful. Wonderful. but it didn't happen automatic. It was you great people along with this great pastor. And let me tell you something else. If you don't know it, you need to meet his wife. Not met her. His children are amazing. His son, proud of what God's done in his son's life. Well, let me give you what the Lord's laid upon my heart today. Amen. 2 Samuel, the 6th chapter and the 13th verse. And it was so that when they had bared the ark of the Lord, had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings. And David, you got your Bible? Read it with me. And David danced before the Lord with all of his might. And David was girded with a linen ephod. And so all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of a, what does it say? Somebody don't like loud church? You ever heard a trumpet? With the sound of a trumpet. Amen. Would you reach your hands in this direction and help me? Amen. Pray with me right now. Lord, in Jesus' name, give you praise, honor, and glory. Thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness, your goodness, your blessings, God. Hallelujah. Why don't you join with somebody? Come on. In the name of the Lord. I believe you today, God. We come against every spirit in the name of the Lord. We believe you today for the Holy Ghost to have its right away in this house. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. Brother Frost, it's so good to see you, Bakersfield, California. Amen. Great church. You can be seated. Well, I want to give you what the Lord's laid up on my heart. This is the day of celebrating. Everybody say celebrate. This is the day of, well, the devil don't like us to use it and say it because he stole it from the church. Welcome to the party. Amen. Brother Hoffer, welcome to the party, Sister Hoffer. Hey, turn to your neighbor and tell him, welcome to the party. Amen. Yes, I want to tell you right now, this thing wasn't birthed in a funeral home. This thing was birthed with fire, the Holy Ghost fire. Thank God for a church that's praising and glorifying God. Thank God for a church. You know what this is? In fact, I'm working on an article right now about a drum. Amen. You know what it represents? It represents worship. Y'all got something to hit this thing with? Amen. Oh, yes. Can I tell you, the devil don't want no shouting going on here. He don't want anybody praising God, exalting the name of the Lord. Oh, I bless your name today, God. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. You can be seated. I've been collecting drums. I went down Brother Cox's and found out he had one of my daddy's drums. Amen. We were in prayer meeting here a while back, and they kind of walked and looked the other way, and I grabbed that drum, wouldn't put it in my car. I said, that's not your drum, no way. I'll tell you the honest truth. I stole that drum. I couldn't hardly sleep that night after stealing that drum. I couldn't wait till the next morning. I called him. I said, hey, I got your drum. I said, I'm going to take pictures. I'll bring it back. I was already feeling so condemned. He said, oh, keep it. I said, hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. Ah, yes. yes, 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 yes. God's going to have a church and a people. And I just want to preach to you what the Lord's laid on my heart, and that's the joy of getting to go to church. Some people think it's a burden, but the psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within the gates of old Jerusalem. Jerusalem built it as a city that is compacted together. Compacted together. Jerusalem is, he said, it's compacted. You have any idea what that means? They're joined up together. Hell's not going to stop this church. I'm talking about this local church. Though hell comes against it, and it will. You can be seated. My little mother gave me a secret long ago, and no bad reflection on my dad. He was a strong leader and a strong man, did great work. But she said, son, when you got trouble in the church, this is her word. She said, if you won't do like your daddy, just go in on it and deal with it. He said, because innocent people get caught up in that. She said, son, if you'll just pray. If you will just pray, God will work out everything. Isn't it amazing? We think we're smarter than prayer. We think we're smarter than what God can do. Let me tell you, don't just go for a pastor. It goes for saints. If you won't try to fix things yourself, if you'll just let God work and you'll learn how to pray, I want to tell you, God can fix it 10 times better than you'll ever fix it. So this church is compacted together. I want to encourage you today, whatever you do, stick with your pastor. Stand with your pastor. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Man, I know the struggles of church and building a church. And I thank God, and I can't ever pass it up without saying thank God for ladies. Come along when I was a 19-year-old boy and stood by my side. And thank God for spiritual, Holy Ghost-filled women. Well, I salute you, ladies. Thank God for Holy Ghost-filled men. But thank God for strong, Holy Ghost-filled ladies that's got convictions that they will not bend or bow. Hey, let me tell you something else. We all know it very well. It's the ladies that carry the banner of this truth. They're a witness everywhere they go, in restaurant stores, on the job, with their holiness. Men, you can't tell. He could be an infidel. But when these holy, hey, I salute ladies. Hey, if you're ashamed of your companion, I'm ashamed of you. To walk them, no makeup, no jewelry, dress godly, beat that drum. That's why we got power today. When we preach holiness, you ladies represent holiness. Of course, Pentecost is getting all twisted up now, thinking beards. Shame on men and preachers that won't preach against a beard. Yes. Help us, God. Help us, God. Help us, God. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for this great truth, this great message God has given to us. Peace be within thy walls, prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say peace within thee. Thank God. He said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. Listen to this. He is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, and shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forward and ever, even forevermore. This was the psalm that is believed as they would be going up to Jerusalem. It just so happened this church is set up on a hill. This local church. It just so happened that Jerusalem was set up on a hill. The elevation was 2,575 feet above sea level. The Dead Sea was over 1,400 feet below sea level. You got a choice. You can decide where you want to live. If you want to live up on the mountain, you got to get with Jesus. If you want to live in the Dead Sea, you're going to be over 1,400 feet below sea level. I'm glad one day we made up our mind. We're going to serve the Lord. And you know what? The greatest thing that can happen today in this service is somebody that's a little discouraged to get encouraged. And the greatest thing that could happen is somebody don't have the Holy Ghost is to make up in your mind, I've had enough of this world. I've had enough of this living without Jesus. I'm fixing to get Jesus in my life. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And they made this journey. And as they were making this journey, they were saying this. It's believed from this psalm. I'm going to lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my strength. My strength cometh from the Lord. Oh, he's faithful. My help cometh from the Lord. And he made the heavens and the earth. Amen. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Hell's not going to shake us. I'm glad we got a hold of something. I know what it is to face death. There is nothing more cruel than that graveyard. There's nothing that hurts deeper than that graveyard. But I want to tell you, there's a God that'll walk with you, that your foot will not be moved. Your trust in God. Hell can't shake it. The devil's trying to get your foot to move. But I'm headed to church. I found the joy of the Lord. I'm going to go back to his house. I'm going to praise him and worship him in the face of all kind of trouble. We've been praying for Brother Clint. Sister Johnette's boy is having a serious trouble with his back. Lift your hands right now and believe for him. Raise him up, God. Loose him from this thing, God. Oh, I'm glad we got a God that says, I won't suffer your foot to move. In the face of trouble and trials, I'm still not going to get discouraged, and I'm not going to quit church, and I'm not going to turn around. I'm going to be steadfast. He said he keeps Israel. He neither slumbers or sleeps. The Lord is the keeper, and he is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun's not, it's not going to get too hot that it's going to smite you. Amen. The Lord will preserve thee from all. Everybody say all. All evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in. Why wouldn't you want to come up here at morning at 8:30 and meet your pastor and pray? If you could get a promise like that, you know, hey, listen to me. Listen, let me tell you something. You know why we're here, don't you? Because this man dug into a prayer life. Amen. Everybody wants the blessings, but everybody don't want to pay the price. Oh, you know what? I did it in Oslo, Norway, just a few weeks back. You know what you got to do? You got to get yourself by the nape of the neck. You got to jerk on it a time or two. And you got to tell your flesh, it doesn't matter what you think or what you want to do. Nothing's going to stop you from praying every day of your life. And you know what? Everybody say, oh, yeah, I pray. You missed the point. Pray do you pray through. Pray do you talk in tongues. Pray do you get liberty. Pray do you dance a while. It'll clear your thinking up. It'll rebuke doubt out of your mind. Oh, yes, what a joy it is to go to church. Amen. The psalmist again said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with. Come on, shout it back at me. Woo, yeah, I feel at home now. Amen. That's the way they treat me at home. Hallelujah. Preach back to me. Serve the Lord with. Let me tell you something. If people can get happy over a chicken, and we can't get happy over the gospel of being set free from the bondage of the world. Oh, yeah, y'all feel it, don't you? Oh, yeah, this is a Chick-fil-A church. What do they say when you go in Chick-fil-A? Would y'all do it one more time and just scream it back at me? Woo! Yes, Lord. It's my pleasure when I'm going to church. It's my pleasure. Hold on. I'm fixing to put some water on this now. It's my pleasure when I'm taking out my billfold. When I'm paying my tithes. Y'all sit down. The devil hates this my pleasure church. The devil don't. That's why this church is growing. That's why we're shouting in a new building today. That's why we're rejoicing today. It's because we got a my pleasure pastor that's got a bunch of my pleasure saints that's in love with God. Oh, yeah, yeah. Somebody ought to run the aisles. Oh, yes, oh, yes. Woo, come on, come on. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. The devil don't want us to take our liberty today. But we don't care what the devil don't want. We're excited about Jesus. Woo! Brother Seeley, have you run yet? Have you run yet, brother? Brother Seeley, have you run yet? Well, it's your turn. Amen. He's crippled. Well, step out in that aisle. Oh, yeah. Sister Seeley, where you at? Come on, Sister Seeley, run the aisles today. You ain't got no bad knee.
Woo!
Hey, we're about to have church around here today. Yes, God, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Reach over and join with somebody right now. Oh, I bless your name. I bless your name. Woo! Somebody's going to get loose today. Somebody's going to get freedom today. Oh, yeah, every time we come to church, we need freedom. Hey, folks, let me tell you something. You're not going to do this at Kroger's. You're not going to do this at Walmart. This is our house. This is the reason it's been built. It's been built to praise and glorify God. Come on, let's break it in right. Hey. Hey, let me ask you something. Hold just a minute. Let me ask you something. Brother Booker, if people can't get free, Brother Frost, if Brother Townley, if people can't get free, you know the reason people can't get free is because they got condemnation on them. Hey, and they won't get this flesh by the nap of the neck. Their pride won't let them do it. They're trying to have sophisticated church. We don't need sophisticated church. That has not got Pentecost anywhere. Listen to me. Listen to me. If the church can't get free, and God bless all of you visitors today. We're so honored that you've come. Please feel at home. But if we can't get free, if we don't even have the victory to start with, if we can't worship, how on earth can a backslider ever get free? How can a sinner ever get free? You know what the devil wants to do? He wants to stop up our well. He's the Philistine. He wants to stop up the well. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for a pastor that said, I'm going to dig the well deeper. I'm not going to destroy the vineyard. I'm going to increase the vineyard. That's what's happened here. Brother and Sister Motes and their beautiful family. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's no way today that we could give your leader today and his wife and family too much honor. Amen. You know what? He's not just a prayer warrior. He's a worker. Boy, I want to tell you, I wouldn't give 15 cents for somebody that won't work. God ain't got no place for anybody that's lazy. You need to get over that. You need to get your flesh by the nape of the neck. I'll tell you something else you can do. You need to get a book every day and get God to turn on his GPS. And every day of your life, write down what I'm going to do that day. Don't wait for things to come to you. When you're doing that, you're playing defense. When you're writing it down, you're playing offense. You're going out there getting them. Amen. Well, most people, unbelievable. Brother Paholik. Amen. Y'all pray for Brother Paholik. Amen. He manages money. Help him, Lord, not to get sidetracked here. Amen. It's sad when people don't understand that you take this flesh by the nape of the neck. You know, most people are thinking, I hope nothing. Even if a good thought comes to them, they say, no. They make some silly, watered-down excuse why they're not going to do what they are to do. That's right. Amen. Feel things in their heart. No. If they call me, let them call me as if you own the bank. Well, that went over somebody's head right there. I'm not going to take the humble side on nothing. Oh, yeah. Humble side's where the victory's at. Humble side is where the anointing is at. Not only has Brother Motes and his family disciplined themselves in prayer, they've disciplined themselves in work. Amen. And we're here to honor them today and honor this church that has stood behind them. Brother and Sister Motes, come down here at this front, if you will. Stand down here. Where's your family? Come on, the entire family. Come stand with them. Thank God for young Brother Motes, prayer warrior, preacher, anointed of God. Hey, y'all got it going on. Amen. Blessed. Blessed abundantly. Thank you, Jesus. Up here with you. Come on up here, brother. Amen. Sure. Where's your husband? Yeah, I see him. Come here, brother. Amen. Beautiful family today. God has blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. We magnify you, God. We worship you, God. Would you reach your hand in their direction and pray over them today? Oh, yes, God. Let your anointing flow. Continue the blessings of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you out of our hearts. Oh, yes, God. Why don't you join with somebody and believe right now together. God, we believe you together today. Thank you for your great faithfulness. Oh, I bless your name, brother. Holy, oh God, let the blessings of God continue falling upon you. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness and goodness and blessings. Can we wait on the Holy Ghost just another minute together? Come on, in Jesus' name. Everybody say kingdom-minded. Would you say it again? You know what kingdom-minded is? The first thing you think of is God's church. That's when you're kingdom-minded. And everything around that is connected. It comes below that and connected to that. Because you're kingdom-minded. Thank God for kingdom-minded people that care a burden for the kingdom of God. Can I tell you that's when the windows of heaven open for you? See, we all are born selfish. Oh, I know none of us believe we're selfish. None of us. No, I'm not. Yes. We all struggle with being selfish. You know who we think of first and anything comes up? Y'all preached with me. How will this affect me? We're selfish by nature. It's like two little kids fighting over a toy. Mama, don't let him have my toy. We grow up and we kind of cover it up a little bit, but We're still human today. Come on, let's get real. Come on, everybody, let's all get real. Amen. I've said it many times. We want to see our friends do good, but we don't want to see them do too good. You know, don't get too far ahead of me. Amen. But it's when you lose all that and you become kingdom-minded and you put others first. Did you know when you put others first, you're putting God first? Did you know when you're thinking of how can I serve? How can I serve? How can I serve this church? How can I serve the kingdom? That's the battle and the struggle that everybody has. But I want to tell you, that's where the windows of heaven. If you've got stuck windows, you need to get them unstuck. And I can tell you how to get them unstuck is become kingdom-minded. And he said, I'll open the windows of heaven. You know. And at that point, you'll almost get ashamed of all the stuff you've got. But you know what? I've told my sons in the gospel, I said, whatever you do, don't hide. We live in a glass house. Be sure you wash the windows. Let everybody look in. About a couple Tuesday nights ago, I put up a house I'm building in Lead Hill. Right, I put it on the screen for everybody to see it. And then I put my son's house up there. We're not hiding. It's something, though, whenever you realize you're dealing with human nature and they get jealous of the preacher because God's blessed him. Well, when he's worked hard and give his life, he shouldn't have to hide from nobody. You know, it's an amazing story in the Bible. It is unbelievable. I didn't realize until I was studying the other day, from the time the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea, and that Miriam and her brother Aaron, who was older, it was like 1 year. And you know what they said? They said, why have you married this Ethiopian? Why did you marry who you married? And I want to tell you something else, Moses. God don't just speak by you. He speaks by us too. I'm going to tell you, they got themselves in big trouble. You know, I feel the fear of God all over me right now. You better not fight what God's doing. You'll get yourself in so much trouble. And you know who usually will fight? Is the ones that's been almost blessed the most. Little poor people, they're just so thankful, brother. I'm so glad you got a nice suit on. We want our pastor to have the best. But when they start climbing, it gets, I don't know, competitive or something crazy starts going on. And he, of all things, it had to be his own brother and his own sister. And you know what? You don't think one way and keep it to yourself. And little fires burn down big buildings. You let a little fire start somewhere in the corner of this building, it'll burn this whole building down. And you know what the Bible said about your tongue? It said it's a fire. It will kindle a fire. It will start a fire that would destroy the great work that God is doing. Other than God stands by your side like he stood by Moses. And he said, let me tell you something, Brother Aaron and Sister Miriam. And the Bible called her a prophetess. So she was anointed too. And this is usually the ones that will criticize you the most is the anointed people, prophetess, prophets and prophetess. You know, they're trying to get up, same level and pull you down. Think, hey, pulling somebody down will not lift you up. It pulls you down. And you know what God said to Mary and Mary? He said, some preachers, they get their message off the internet. They read Sunday school books and they get their message. But let me tell you about this Moses. I just use his mouth. I bypass his brain and I just put it in his mouth. He said, the Lord gave me that the other day. He said, I speak to him mouth to mouth. You better be careful what you say about the man of God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me tremble. I can hear my mother telling me today. I can hear her voice. Son, you better fear the Lord. We all better fear the Lord. You're not fighting man, you're fighting God. Hallelujah. Be careful that you don't fight with your mouth and tongue. We all have evil thoughts. Come on now. Everybody in this building deals with evil thoughts. Thoughts of jealousy, pride, strife, all that stuff. But the Bible said it's not what goes in a man. Hey man, you can be on the job and they say, oh, that Brother Motes, he's just out after everybody's money. That's all he's after. You know what? It's going in you. But somewhere down in here in the Holy Ghost, it gets turned around. It's not what goeth in, it's what cometh out. Oh, yes! Turn it around on the devil. Every time the devil puts an evil thought in your mind, turn it around on him. Let victory come out. Let the goodness of God. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You know what? I'd like for y'all to pass by and feel the Holy Ghost so close to this place. I feel it so strong. This is not the end. You can feel it. Let me tell you one more story about my mother. She had a vision about the foundation and the slab of our church. And I was so thrilled and built that first building. We had the slab poured. I walked her out there on that slab. And she said, man, I was just, whoo, carried away. How big it was, how great it looked. She said, son, this is not what I saw. This is not what I saw in my vision. I never forgot that. That next building, when they poured the slab, I got it, I took her out there and walked on that slab. She said, this is what I saw in my vision. I want to tell you, God sees on down the road. That little building you started in over there, and God gave you this other building. He already saw this building when you were in that little house with those four, five, six people, whatever it was. Amen. And I want to tell you, he sees down the road. But the enemy, he's a thief that's come to steal and kill. I want y'all to pass by today, repledge, and everybody, visitors and all, amen, your support and love. Y'all come on, just start walking. Amen, shake their hand. Let them know how much you love them. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. 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 If y'all come in behind, amen, let these sisters. Oh, yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Yes, God. Go ahead and sing, Will. Get someone to sing. Amen. Yes, God. Drummer. Amen. Come on, tell him. I'm with you, Pastor. I love you, Pastor. Oh, yes, Lord. Woo. Yes, God. Come on. Let's have a little more church here while you're passing through. Amen. Hallelujah. My daddy used to say, get it about 100 miles an hour. Amen. Ah, yes. Thank you, Jesus.